Episode 15, Strong Finish. Well, thanks for joining me today on another episode of the Recruiting Careers Talent Management Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a timely subject as I'm recording this podcast here right after Labor Day, so it's September and we're back. By we're back, I mean that September through January, or September through December, are really a critical point in most individuals' corporate career. This is the last quarter of the year, or we're closing in on the last quarter of the year, and it's a time to really shine. So today we're going to talk about a strong finish. So what exactly is a strong finish? Well, to be a little bit sarcastic, a strong finish is a statement that I got mocked with for months and months and probably years when I was a college student working as a carpenter. And any of you who've been a manual laborer and swung a hammer or dug a ditch or did electrical work or any other hard manual labor will know how exhausted you are at the end of a long job. And near the end of a long job, my boss, who was a sarcastic, perfectionist carpenter who loved to give people a hard time, would walk by numerous times at the end of the job and say, strong finish, Mike, strong finish, kind of shouted out repeatedly. And it was kind of his motivational chant. But, you know, when I think about it, a strong finish to me really does apply to the corporate world because finishing strong is critical. And here I'm going to tell you why. When you think about your career and you think about your resume, what you want to include in your resume is accomplishments and progression in your titles and responsibility, right? So that all has to do with this one critical thing that happens once a year, which is your annual review. So you need to be a little bit strategic about that. And for those of you who are on a calendar year, that annual review probably happens at the beginning of the next year. So we're at the end of 2016, and your review, if you're on a calendar year, probably happens in early 2017. And then you talk about things like merit increase or annual pay increase and potential for promotion. So you want to have a strong list of accomplishments and you want people to know what those accomplishments are because that's critical for you to get a good raise, a good potential shot at a title increase or at least a pathway towards that next title increase. And that all has to do with a strong finish. And here's another reason why, right? People remember things that are recent. People are going to remember what you get done in Q4. Yes, it matters what you get done in Q1, Q2, and Q3. But Q4 is what they're going to be thinking about when they sit down to review you. So you need to get it done. The other reason to have a strong finish is this is all about promoting and wrapping up in a nice package all the things that you did this year. So you need to be planful and strategic about this. The best way to do it is to sit down and invest some time here as we start the fall. We're not even in Q4 yet. We have one more month in September, and then we got October, November, and December for Q4. But as we know in the corporate world, December can get a little challenging to get certain things done with people's vacation schedules and all the other year-end responsibilities. So really, September, October, November are your critical times to get things done. So the number one thing that you can do now is start to be strategic and start planning. So what is it that you need to get done before the end of the year, and how do you identify that? The first way to identify it is to look at those goals that you created at the beginning of the year with your boss and identify what are the things that you need to get done. What do you think are most important? The next step is to look at the business needs. What does the business need you to get done? Because what you want to get done and what the business wants are often different. And what we see is many people get too focused on what they think is important than what is actually critically important to the organization. So spend a little bit of time, take that perspective, and look at what you know to be important to the organization. And then validate it. Speak to your boss about your priorities. So once you identify what are the things that you're going to get done by the end of the year, talk to your supervisor, your boss. Say, hey, I was looking here. We only have 3 months left in the year, and here's the things that I think are absolutely critical that I accomplish between now and the end of the year. You should also validate this with some of your peers, as well as potentially your boss's boss or some other members of management. So come up with a strategy or a plan to validate your priorities and identify the things that you need to work on that are going to be most critical, not only to you, but to your organization and to your management chain. Because you know what? They're going to go to bat for you about that raise, about that promotion, if what you're doing is important to them and their career and your organization. They're going to say, hey, Sally over there, she just got the ABC project done, and that was absolutely critical for us. The next thing to do after you identify those goals, prioritize those goals, validate those goals with leadership, is to come up with your plan to execute. And part of execution, and I'm not going to, you know, this podcast isn't about business execution. There's probably plenty of people who are better at telling you how to execute than I am. But what I'm going to say is get her done. Get it done. Put in the hours, put in the time, put in the focus, delegate, get people involved, and get your accomplishments accomplished. Because having a great resume and having a great career is all about creating accomplishments. You need to get it done. You can't just talk about it. So once you get it done, the other final thing to a strong finish is to promote your accomplishments. You need people to know what you're getting done. I wrote an article, and at some point I'll probably have a podcast about this, and it was something like, nobody cares about you but you, advice from Sonny in The Bronx Tale. And Sonny was a kind of a gangster character, and he was mentoring a younger boy, a little man. And he said, kid, look, Mickey Mantle doesn't care about you. This was in the 1950s. Mickey Mantle made $100,000. Who's going to pay your rent? Who's going to pay for your apartment? Is your Mickey Mantle doesn't care about you? And again, I'm paraphrasing. But basically what he's saying is nobody cares about you but you. So you got to make people care about you. This is another critical piece of advice that I'll give you. Don't assume just because you're getting it done that people know about it or care. You need to tell them why they should care. And the way you do that is by publicizing or promoting your accomplishments. Part of being a career-minded individual is being focused around what other people think and managing perceptions of you. You need to be aware of this. You can't just hope this is going to happen for you. So a few ways to do this are to look for opportunities to talk about what you've done by the end of the year. Can you send out an update to key stakeholders, updating them on what you have accomplished on their project? Can you find a staff meeting or a team meeting to attend where you can provide a update or lessons learned or any other sort of kind of celebratory informational session where you tell people what the issue is, what you did to solve it, and how it works for them or how it impacts them. The more that you're able to promote these accomplishments, the more visibility you're going to create for yourself and the more value you're going to create. So there's no secret recipe to this, but what I would say is this is all about your mindset and attitude. And most people go in, they get a project done, they get some high fives, and they're like, what's next? And what I'm telling you is that's all good. But add this step into your process. Get the project done. Think, how can I tell other people about it? How can I promote myself in a reasonable way? You don't want to be seen as a self-promoter, but you do want to be a self-promoter. So see the difference there? Being seen as a self-promoter, bad. Being a effective self-promoter, good. So become an effective self-promoter. In fact, I did this really well in my career when I was a corporate guy for 10 years. Because I came from a sales and recruiting background, I was all about selling myself. I was all about telling people about my accomplishments. But I don't think one time in that 10 years did anyone ever come up to me and say, Mike, you know, you're full of it. You're just a self-promoter. And, you know, I self-promoted myself more than anyone else. The difference was I did it in a nuanced way. I did it in a smart way. And I did it in a way that people felt like it was just helping them by telling them what I was getting done for them or the organization. So you need to be smart about how you do it, but it is really important to promote yourself, promote your accomplishments. And those are kind of the key attributes to a strong finish. So let's review real quick. So Q4 or end of year, time for a strong finish. What that strong finish looks like is you need to identify the things that you need to get done by the end of the year. Align those things with the needs of senior leadership, your peers, and other key stakeholders. Accomplish those things, and then promote or communicate those things. Keep a running tally of what those things are so you're ready for your review, so you don't forget things for your review, but also publicize those things to key stakeholders and other individuals in your organization as you're accomplishing it so that people know what you're getting done. And by doing those things, you're going to set yourself up for a really strong end of year review. You're going to set yourself up for an above average pay increase, and you're going to be well positioned to have the discussion about what the next step in your career is so that you can be on a path to getting promoted and building your career so you can get to where you want to be. So that's the strong finish for today. So speaking of self-promotion, I think it's time to self-promote me a little bit and my book. So in the last podcast, I told you guys that I'm coming out with a book. I'm really excited about this book. It is back from the editor, and it looks like it's going to be about 160 pages. So it feels pretty cool to have this nice weighty book in my hands. And I'll tell you a secret. I printed out the manuscript because I wanted to see what this thing looked like. So it's like a spiral bound, clear cover. Doesn't look pretty, but it's my book. And so it looks pretty to me. But I'm making it pretty for you. I have my cover designer has just sent me the final proofs of the cover. So that looks like that's done. And it's out for one more pass to the editor. Those of you guys who know me know that I am genetically ungifted when it comes to spelling. I'm a great content guy and creative guy, but once in a while those details elude me. And so I'm having another pass through the editor. We're going to catch all those really, really annoying spelling mistakes that you guys who are more detailed than me, I know it drives you guys crazy. So I'm going to get that done for you and the cover, and then it's going to go to printing. And so as I record this podcast here in early September, I'm going to tell you that by the end of September, you should be able to pre-order, if not order, the paperback copy of this book or download it on Amazon.com for your Kindle or whatever ebook reader that you use. Additionally, you can check out my blog. I am publishing a lot of the article content that I send out to my mailing list and to others on the blog. That blog is mradamo.com. Again, that's mradamo.com. And it's not that I'm want to be called Mr. Adamo. My initials are Michael R. Adamo. So Mr. Adamo is my blog. So check it out. If you're in the medical device industry and you're interested in advancing your career or hiring people, you can visit my recruiting website at meddevicetalent.com. Finally, I need to let you know that Med Device Talent is going through a facelift. I just gave you the website, and I should have told you to go to my website that needs a lot of work, because it does. So if you're listening to this right now in September 2016, you go there, it's not going to be very pretty. But I need to tell you that I have a really phenomenal digital marketing guy that's been working on my website. His name is Dave Palmer. Shout out to Dave. Dave and I used to work at Edwards, and now he is consulting for Med Device Talent, helping us build a truly great website. And that is going to launch probably around the same time as the book, so end of September. So we'll have a new Med Device Talent website. And finally, if you like what I'm doing, please share it with others. Let's grow this community. So like it on iTunes or write a review on iTunes. Sign up to follow me at Twitter, on Twitter at meddevicetalent.com, or go to my website and sign up for the email list and get my articles before anyone else. So thanks for tuning in today for episode 15 of the Recruiting Career Talent Management Podcast. I wish you all the success that you can earn in your career, and I truly hope that 2016, you create a strong finish.